From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And would like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nika Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo and his entourage paid a day-long working visit to East Java province on Thursday. From Juanda, Jokowi was scheduled to directly head to a fish market and distribution center, PPDI, in Brondong, Lamongan district, to review the fishery facilities and infrastructure and to speak to representative of local fishermen. The head of state was also expected to visit a seafood processing factory that has exported its products to several countries. From Lamongan, Jokowi head to Surabaya to inaugurate a waste-to-electricity processing facility, or PSEL, located at the Benowo landfill, which is a pilot for the development of waste processing into electrical energy in other areas. The project is aimed at providing electricity and concurrently handling waste management, especially in big cities. National Disaster Management Agency BNPB head Lieutenant General Doni Monardo highlighted the importance of boosting public awareness of the potential for natural disasters in Indonesia, since people only knew of the potential of natural resources. Indonesia's disaster mitigation programs do not stand alone, as they concern a social dimension of the community. He remarked in his speech at an online seminar on the importance of building disaster competencies and skills in Indonesia, organized by the Schools of Environmental Sciences, SIL, of the University of Indonesia, as reported by Antara. The government has applied a community-based prevention program by incorporating local wisdom of the community. Disaster mitigation efforts are also being conducted by the government through educational programs. Through collaboration, programs formulated by the government will be sustainable and gain greater acceptability among members of the community. The rupiah exchange rate to the US dollars traded at the Jakarta Interbank Market on Thursday morning threatened as a ripple effect to the weakening of the US bond yield. The Indonesian currency opened 42 points higher, or 0.29%, to reach 14,393 rupiah per US dollar, from 14,435 rupiah during the previous trade's closure. The rupiah can potentially strengthen today following the positive sentiment of global market players toward risky assets. The Asian Stocks Index also opened positive this morning. A money market observer, Ariston Chandra, remark on Thursday as quoted by Antara. Chandra remarked that the rupiah is currently projected to strengthen to 14,380 rupiah per US dollar toward a resistance level averaging 14,430 rupiah per US dollar. State-owned fertilizer company PT Pupuk Indonesia Persero posted a profit of 929 billion rupiah in the first quarter of 2021, which was 104% higher than the target set in the company's business plan. The profit was realized through efficiencies in operating and financial expenses, as well as gas raw material consumption and rising sales of non-fertilizer products and non-commercial fertilizer products. The company's finance and investment director, Eko Taufik Wibowo, disclosed in a written statement released on Thursday. To realize the government's mandate, the company has been giving priority to meeting domestic needs, particularly for subsidized fertilizer. Let's move it on to the international news. Japan government is set to extend on Friday, May 7, a state of emergency in Tokyo and three other areas by about 3 weeks until the end of May to curb a surge in COVID-19 cases just months before the start of the Tokyo Olympics. The government had hoped that a short and powerful state of emergency would contain a fourth wave of infection, but new cases in the capital Tokyo and second city Osaka are still at high levels. Economy Minister Yasutoshi Nishimura, who is also in charge of pandemic measures, said on Friday, extending the state of emergency to May 31st from May 11 will leave a margin of less than 2 months before the July 23rd start of the Games, which was postponed by a year due to the pandemic. Nationwide, NHK said that Japan has recorded nearly 622,000 cases of COVID-19 and about 10,600 deaths from the disease. Australia is likely to remain shut to visitors until late 2022, the country's trade and tourism minister said on Friday, as another global COVID-19 surge smash hopes as a quick reopening. Minister Dan Tehan said that a wave of cases of the Indian subcontinent showed that Australia's near-blanket ban on arrivals was still essential to keep the country's coronavirus free. Australia has recorded 29,886 cases since the pandemic began. A large proportion were detected in a hotel quarantine. Vaccination rollout has been slow, with just 2.5 million vaccines administered in a country of 25 million people, each needing 2 doses. The prospect of the country's being closed for almost 3 years will come as a hammer blow to the $40 billion a year tourism industry. Vaccinating the globe against COVID-19 needs to be speed up to beat mutations of the virus, and the United States is looking at how it can do more to help, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Thursday. The United States has pledged to start sharing up to 60 million doses of AstraZeneca vaccine with other countries, and President Joe Biden on Wednesday threw U.S. support behind waiving intellectual property rights for COVID-19 vaccine. The U.S. decision paved the way for what could be months of negotiation of the World Trade Organization to hammer out a specific plan. It comes amid a devastating outbreak in India, which accounted for 46% of the new COVID-19 cases recorded worldwide last week, and signs that the outbreak is spreading to Nepal, Sri Lanka and other neighbors. That was the news.
Oh,
accounted for 46% of new COVID-19 cases worldwide as of last week, according to World Health Organization WHO data. Corona cases in India, which have soared recently, have moved a number of countries to send aid, such as Germany, the European Union, Britain, and the United States of America. Even so, in reality, India is still struggling to handle the COVID numbers. Pawan Khera, a spokesman for India's opposition Congress Party, told the BBC on Tuesday that his party had called for a total national lockdown system. This means that the entire state is closed totally. So far, the decision to impose restriction in India has been made by the authorities of each state, not by the central government. What is being waited for now is the best and quickest step that can be taken by the government in response to the conditions and pressures for the lockdown proposed by the opposition. In March last year, the Indian government implemented a total lockdown. At that time, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi was heavily criticized for imposing a national lockdown suddenly, in less than 4 hours, causing a variety of uproar and uncertainty. The waves of people who were forced to return to their hometowns because of the loss of employment and in urban areas at that time created a mess of their own. At this moment, the Indian government must carefully calculate and plan steps to respond to the increasing numbers of COVID-19 pandemic. So, if there is a lockdown, there will be no further unwanted effects. That decision should also be taken at the right time so that it can overcome the condition that India is currently experiencing. Let's begin today in history with May 7, 1945, when Germany officially surrendered to the Allies. On May 7, 1945, Germany officially surrendered to the Allies, marked by signing of a statement by General Alfred Jodi in Reims, France. One day later, German Commander Willem signed an unconditional surrender in Berlin, Germany. The surrender of Germany also ended the World War II in Europe that had been ongoing for 6 years. Next, May 7, 1949, when the signing of Rom-Royen Treaty occurred. Rom-Royen Treaty was a treaty between Indonesia and Netherlands. It was initiated on April 14, 1949, until it was signed on May 7, 1949 at the Des Indies Hotel, Jakarta. The name of the treaty derived from the two countries' delegation leaders, namely Mohamed Rom from Indonesia and Herman van Rooyen from Netherlands. The treaty included the Netherlands' agreement on the returns of Indonesian agreement to Yogyakarta. Indonesian soldier then stopped the guerrilla, while Dutch army also stopped all of their military operation and freed the prisoners of war. And May 7, 1992, when the Endeavour space shuttle was launched. Endeavour was a space shuttle owned by NASA to replace the Challenger, which crashed in 1986 and killed 7 astronauts. Endeavour was begun in develop on February 15, 1982 and was launched to space for the first time on May 7, 1992. It was one of the 3 space shuttles of NASA that is still operational. The 2 others are Discovery and Atlantis.
1, 2, 3, 4. Diambil orang bukan karena aku menyenangkan dirinya. Ini kisah tentang dia, dia mantanku yang lama. Dia pernah bilang cinta, tetapi tergoda yang lainnya.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's government, through the synergy of the Trade Ministry and Communication and Informatic Ministry, inaugurated the Proud of Indonesian Product Day 2021 on Wednesday, May 5th. The day theme, More Proud of Indonesian Product, was announced by Trade Minister Muhammad Lutfi and Communication and Informatic Minister Johnny J. Plate and on Monday. The Declaration of Proud of Indonesian Products Day 2021 was supported by 72 e-commerce platforms that give promotion for May 5 to 13, 2021. Within these days, the government encouraged e-commerce to provide free shipping and other shopping promotions. Minister Muhammad Lutfi said that Proud of Indonesian Products Day 2021 was following up President Joko Widodo's direction to make the moments of Ramadan and Idul Fitri 2021 into economic booster. Therefore, some policies and programs need to be done so that people's consumption increases. Meanwhile, Minister Johnny J. Plate said the Proud of Indonesian Products Day 2021 was held as a concrete measures in supporting national economic restoration and awakening. By purchasing and being proud of national products, Indonesian economic resilience would hopefully be maintained.
Thank you. Metanoia jadi gol Sewaktu terbunuh di hujan peluru Bertubi-tubi rasa salah dosa memburu Di tengah gemuruh ombak menerpa Ku putuskan berlutut lalu rebah Kau datang untuk hapuskan rasa resah Segala badai ombak hidup lalu rendah That's why I'm grateful Grace overwhelming, my God is able To transform me like Optimus Prime What? There is no turning back again this time Yes! Mampu berikan asa Biarlah Atasku kau berkuasa Engkau yang kupuja
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo de getting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Today's edition of Indonesian Wonder in the holy month of Ramadan is going to present you Kampiun Porridge Culinary. Kampiun Porridge is a typical culinary for the people of West Sumatra, particularly the people of Padang Panjang and Bukit Tinggi. The culinary combines various types of sweet foods into one, so it produces a sticky taste. The porridge usually consists of marrow porridge, black sticky rice porridge, banana compote and sweet potato, green bean porridge, candil porridge, and steamed white sticky rice. In this holy month of Ramadan, it is easy to find kampiun porridge because this porridge is also sold as an iftar menu. The price is about 5,000 rupiah per glass. The taste is undoubtedly delicious. The combination of savory coconut milk and sticky rice from brown sugar makes the porridge has a variety of flavors, but it is not contradicted by each other. This porridge can be enjoyed any time and can be served warm or cold. Kampiun porridge mixed with ice cubes is fresh. The porridge that is given ice cubes is often mentioned as kampiun ice. It tastes equally delicious and tasteful as usual kampiun porridge, which is enjoyed warmly. The origin of the porridge name is quite unique. In the 1960s, after the war of the Revolutionary Government of the Republic of Indonesia, PRRI, tribes leaders held various events, such as cooking competition, to relieve the war trauma of the residents. One of the participants in the creation competition was a grandmother named Amaizona. She came late, so she did not have time to make it from scratch, and only put in the porridge, which she did not finish selling in the morning. At the end of the event, the judges announced that the grandmother was the champion in the creation competition. When asked the name of the porridge she created, Amaizona spontaneously answered, "Bubua Kampiun" or "Bubur Kampiun." The point is champion, which means champion. In fact, the combination of various types of food in this kampiun porridge has its own philosophy. Banana compote refers to Al-Khaliq, one of Allah's Asmaul Husna, which means the creator. This is a hope so that after eating compote, one can get closer to God. The marrow porridge made from rice flour and brown sugar sauce symbolizes the simplicity of life. The sticky black porridge that sticks together symbolizes closeness when gathering.
Kau merasakannya
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miscellany. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Moment of friendship and forgiveness. On Idul Fitri are the days eagerly awaited. However, the COVID-19 pandemic, which has never subsided, has prompted the Indonesian government to ban homecoming and stay in touch directly. However, in today's digital era, people continue to make friends virtually without losing the essence and happiness of face-to-face friendship. The Zoom, Google Meet, or WhatsApp call application are an option for fasting those that are far away and eliminating distances. Video calls or video conferencing are the most popular and safest choices and are usually carried out on the first and second day of Idul Fitri. To realize digital Idul Fitri, the Ministry of Communication and Informatics ensures the quality of the telecommunication network used by cooperating with a number of secular operators, in which the Ministry of Communication and Informatics provides very large data packet traffic or bandwidths. In addition to banning the homecoming, the Secretary General of the Indonesian Ulema Council, MUI, Amir Syah Tambunan, called for Muslims in Indonesia who are in the red zone, are at high risk or COVID-19 to carry out Idul Fitri prayer at home this year. He reminded that Idul Fitri prayers in mosques or in the fields risk causing crowds, thereby increasing the spread of COVID-19. In addition to virtual friendly bonds, the tradition of exchanging gifts or hampers has become busy. Packages in the form of parties and snacks for breaking are usually sent by courier or online motorcycle taxi. Throughout the holidays, social media is filled with photos of hampers and thanks to hamper senders. A new tradition has been increasingly carried out since the pandemic began in 2020. Virtual hospitality and exchanging hampers have become a new tradition in Indonesia. As a joint effort, this year's Ramadan becomes the right momentum for Muslims in Indonesia to reduce the spread of the COVID-19. That was Miscellany.
Hura, 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 hura.
are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice Listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, for today's music corner, I'm going to present a regional song from Riau entitled Cinta Dulu Cinta Sekarang, to be sung by Habib, Roger Kajol, and Butong Olala. The song tells about the differences between young men and girls when making love in the past and at present. It is said that in the past, young men and women who were in love always blushed when they met. It's different with today's youth. Young men and women who are in love are always holding hands in a crowd. This doesn't characterize the culture of the Malay people. Here is the original song of Riau entitled Cinta Dulu Cinta Sekarang, sung by Alvin Habib, Roger Kajol, and Butong Olala. Happy listening.
Pun tak tahu tegak berdiri tersipu-sipu seram sejuk tak ku membisu sejak kecil sudah diasuh pantang larang di petak teguh mulia sungguh cinta dulu adat resam budaya Melayu. Sekarang sudah terlupa pantang larang. Cinta zaman sekarang di halayak ramai dia pegang-pegang.
Voice of Indonesia.
Makanlah siri, jadi budaya. Aduhailah saya,
sudah tradisi adat Melayu. Untuk menghibur dengan lara.
Makanlah sire, makanlah sire, nama lagu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Patah kemudi di laut tenang, haluan menuju, haluan menuju laut utara. Patah kemudi, patah kemudi di laut tenang, haluan menuju, haluan menuju laut utara.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention. And after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.